Aloha, good morning, Makana. Can you hear me?
I can. Aloha kakahiaka.
Oh, aloha, darling. How are you?
Oh, I'm so well, Maikai. Life is beautiful, even in the midst of all these storms, and sending my aloha out to everyone who experienced devastation from the flooding. And you know, we always show up to Malama, our community.
It's about our kuleana. Yeah.
How are you?
I'm really excellent, and I'm really excited that you're coming to Kauai. I know you love Kauai. You spent a lot of time here, and you have such a great fan base here, and we're all excited that you're coming. New York Times calls your music dazzling. You're an internationally acclaimed slack key artist. You started out very young at 7 with the Honolulu Boys Choir. Your music speaks about what our lives are like right now in this world and our world experience in this days and times.
Well, it matters to me.
Yes. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you know, time is a funny thing because we tend to organize everything by our linear perception of time. Look at music. You know, we look at music in terms of era. And even the people we love, we look at them in terms of generation. But all of these points of view separate us from connecting deeper and receiving deeper. And, you know, specifically in this performance, I'm sharing always my classics, but some new music that is both in English and Olele Hawaii. And some of the songs go to places I can't even really explain because they're not in linear time. There are potentialities of where we could go collectively, where we could go individually if we really are clear about where we come from. And there's a song in particular that I'm excited to share called Malia. And of course, all of us know Malia. It's a beautiful Inoa, but the meaning is significant in this mele because it's that liminal space of maybe or perhaps. And I'll be exploring that in the show. Like, you know, if we allow just unrestrained power to just control our lives, what does that look like? Or what does it look like alternatively if we restrain the power? And so these themes, it's complex to put them into music, but oh my God, the process is amazing. And I've been so blessed to work with some incredible, just people that are so ma'a with Olelo. And it is so kaleidoscopic. I am still a beginner haumana, but I'm having so much fun. And also bringing darker and more complex melodies to Hawaiian music.
Mm-hmm. Music really, really is a rainbow of emotions. You know, it's such a necessity of life, and it can bring joy. It helps us allow sadness and grief and ecstasy, just every emotion to flow freely through us through music. And one thing I know about your music from watching you all of these years is, you know, it's not like you just do music. Music does you.
Are we live on the radio now?
yes, we are live on the radio.
Oh, you know, I love you. I love Michael. And I just, you know, I want to say this, that Hawaiian music is vast. And we think of Hawaiian music like we think of anything else. We have little markers and memories in our brain. And Hawaiian music, I think it's important that everyone in Hawaiian music does what they do. You know, I think it's really important that we all support each other and see that the diversity is the healthy ecosystem. And I think sometimes in Hawaiian music, we have the opposite attitude that, oh my God, you know, everything's being lost. So we have to really, you know, we have to police each other. We have to become, you know, very clear in our definitions. We this and that. And I've always believed, after learning from the masters, I was so blessed as a child to learn from them, that I've always believed that that was the wrong attitude. That was a mistake, because you don't perpetuate by coveting and being so careful, you have to find this balance. You have to honor it and completely lose yourself in it and move through beyond linear time to embody what came before you. But you also have to allow it to unfold in a way that isn't controlled, because that's how the present speaks to us. And, you know, that concept of mamua is very complex, because, you know, it can be after or behind, but it can also mean before. And this is why I started talking out about linear time, because we're not in linear time. And we have access to experiences beyond linear time. And I think I also want to say that in Hawaiian music, it's easy to place Hawaiian music in a box in our mind, in our soul, where it's like this safe, pretty, beautiful thing that we go to run away from the world. But for me, Hawaiian music isn't an escape away from the world. It's an escape into a clearer perception and experience of the world. And that's what I call centering Hawaiian music. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just beginning that journey, even though I've been doing it my whole life.
Wow. You always blow me away, Makana. Oh, you're so profound, you know, just so real, so right there. I just love that about you.
I'm so blessed to be surrounded by amazing people and bodied and without body. But, you know, I have a show coming up on Monday.
Yes.
And... Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
Next Monday, you're going to be at Kauai Community College Performing Arts Center for the finale, the epic performance of A Kane Kapula Kākou. So tell me more about this.
Okay, so, you know, Carol is my, oh my God, what can I say about this woman, Carol Yotsuda? I will always be in love with her. She's amazing. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say that she gives beyond what anyone could really even understand, even those close to her. Mm-hmm. And what an engine of generosity. It's not even generosity. It's kind of an abstract concept. It's more that she doesn't operate from the self. And the fruits of her labor are vast, but E Kane Kapula Kākou is, I think, one of the greatest. And I'm honored to always participate. This show... I do want to say I got an email from her and, you know, double check my work here, but I think the online tickets are pal already. You can check, but what I read in the email last night was that there will be some tickets available at the door. And Carol's pretty on it, and her team is really on it with mm-hmm. this. So if they say that, it mm-hmm. will happen. I don't think you can reserve anymore. You can try. The link is at makanamusic.com/shows. But other than that, there'll be tickets at the door, and I think there's a way to accommodate everyone, so don't let that keep you away. We kind of have a plan, and anyway, it's going to be really special. Last time I did EKK, I was in tribute mode, and I did tributes to Kui Lee and Don Ho and Alfred Apaka and a lot of the old timers, Jesse Kalima. Mm-hmm. And this time I'm really deep in my own music. I've spent the majority of my career honoring those who came before me, and I can't hold in anymore the music that's asking to come through. It's so much. So it's going to be really fun. And one of the things I'm doing in these shows, I'm on Mokuoke over here right now doing mm-hmm. shows. Tonight we're sold out in Kona. And, I've brought another guitar. I have a second guitar. It's my 1969 Martin classical guitar, and it's really fun because it's hard to tune because of the nylon strings, and so I leave it in a specific tuning that I actually invented in my teens and had kind of forgotten about, and I've come back to it, and I'm so in love with this tuning because it's like this liminal space between Hawaiian samba, classical, jazz. There's some Porgy and Bess in there. It's something I can't put into words, but you'll have to hear it.
Well, it's going to be, I know, an absolutely amazing show. And you're an incredible musician, just an astounding performer. So I really look forward to seeing you. And it's a very, you know, large auditorium. It's the largest one, I believe, on the island. And the acoustics in there are fantastic. It's going to be really, really a truly epic night. And I'm so excited that you're coming. So the doors open at 5. We want everyone to know that you're invited to come. So please come. Enjoy the music of Makana. And I don't know what else to say. I just love you, and I'm so glad you're coming.
I love you, too. Oh, I love you, too. And I love Kauai, and I love all my friends there. And you know, I do want to say I'll probably do another show later in the year. I've been really reclusive for a while and just needed to go inside, but I have a lot to share. And so I'll see you guys on Monday, and there'll be more to come. And have a beautiful day, everyone.
Thank you so much. Happy Aloha Friday. Aloha.
Happy Aloha Friday. Ahui ho.
Ahui ho.